China has gone through a true revolution in terms of its economy, in terms of its social setup, in terms of mobility, in terms of education, in terms of most things that matter to most people since the death of Mao now almost 35 years ago. China in the 1960s and the 1970s was a very poor place. It suffered from a regime that was both authoritarian and driven very much by political campaigns that intruded into the most minute detail of people's daily lives, where politics was in command and politics as defined by Chairman Mao himself. There were no restaurants. There was no popular music except the martial tunes that had to be sung at party meetings or the heroic songs dealing with the chairman's various successes. It was a dictatorship that had a drabness around it, and also a sense of failure, I think, when you get into the 1970s, when the latter phase of the Cultural Revolution, that just made it a very difficult regime to live under. Young people were very cynical, having the sense that what they had participated in, what they had used much of the enthusiasm of their teenage years and the early 20s on, had gone to waste, had ended up in nothing. And this cynicism was a very important part, I think, of the sense from the side of some of the leaders in the Communist Party that something needed to be done. You know, that China couldn't go on the way it had done before, that people did not want to live the way they had lived before.